Before he could stop himself, he was talking more than he'd talked in days, about how no one believed he hadn't entered the tournament of his own free will, how Rita Skeeter had lied about him in the Daily Prophet, how he couldn't walk down a corridor without being sneered at, and about Ron not believing him, Ron's jealousy. "And now Hagrid's just shown me what's coming in the first task, and it's dragons, Sirius, and I'm a goner," he finished desperately. Sirius looked at him, eyes full of concern, eyes that had not yet lost the look that Azkaban had given them, that deadened, haunted look. He had let Harry talk himself into silence without interruption, but now he said,
"Dragons we can deal with, Harry, but we'll get to that in a minute. I haven't got long here. I've broken into a wizarding house to use the fire, but they could be back at any time. There are things I need to warn you about."
"What?" said Harry, feeling his spirits slip a further few notches. Surely there could be nothing worse than dragons coming.
"Karkaroff," said Sirius. "Harry, he was a Death Eater. You know what Death Eaters are, don't you?"
"Yes, he... what?"
"He was caught. He was in Azkaban with me, but he got released. I'd bet everything that's why Dumbledore wanted an Auror at Hogwarts this year, to keep an eye on him. Moody caught Karkaroff, put him into Azkaban in the first place."
"Karkaroff got released?" Harry said slowly. His brain seemed to be struggling to absorb yet another piece of shocking information. "Why did they release him?"
"He did a deal with the Ministry of Magic," said Sirius bitterly. "He said he'd seen the error of his ways, and then he named names. He put a load of other people into Azkaban in his place. He's not very popular in there, I can tell you. And since he got out, from what I can tell, he's been teaching the dark arts to every student who passes through that school of his. So watch out for the Durmstrang champion as well."
"Okay," said Harry slowly, "but... are you saying Karkaroff put my name in the goblet? Because if he did, he's a really good actor. He seemed furious about it. He wanted to stop me from competing."
"We know he's a good actor," said Sirius, "because he convinced the Ministry of Magic to set him free, didn't he? Now, I've been keeping an eye on the Daily Prophet, Harry."
"You and the rest of the world," said Harry bitterly.
"And reading between the lines of that Skeeter woman's article last month, Moody was attacked the night before he started at Hogwarts." "Yes, I know she said it was another false alarm," Sirius said hastily, seeing Harry about to speak, "but I don't think so somehow. I think someone tried to stop him from getting to Hogwarts. I think someone knew their job would be a lot more difficult with him around. And no one's going to look into it too closely. Mad Eyes heard intruders a bit too often. But that doesn't mean he can't still spot the real thing. Moody was the best Auror the Ministry ever had."
"So, what are you saying?" said Harry slowly. "Karkaroff's trying to kill me? But why?"
Sirius hesitated. "I've been hearing some very strange things," he said slowly. "The Death Eaters seem to be a bit more active than usual lately. They showed themselves at the Quidditch World Cup, didn't they? Someone set off the Dark Mark, and then... did you hear about that Ministry of Magic witch who's gone missing?"
"Bertha Jorkins?" said Harry.
"Exactly. She disappeared in Albania, and that's definitely where Voldemort was rumoured to be last. And she would have known the Triwizard Tournament was coming up, wouldn't she?"
"Yeah, but it's not very likely she'd have walked straight into Voldemort, is it?" said Harry.